Let's meet a comedian who's written for some of the best-known shows on TV, but ultimately found his comfort zone writing for himself. Hannibal Buress worked for Saturday Night Live and the NBC sitcom 30 Rock.
Then he realized his true love was behind the mic, on stage, delivering his own material, doing stand-up. Hannibal Buress recently signed a contract with Comedy Central to develop some new projects.
And he's on tour this month with the comic Dave Chappelle as part of the Oddball Comedy Festival. Let's hear his conversation with our own David Green.
Sometimes with Hannibal Buress, you don't even know why you're laughing.
So I have a situation in my apartment right now. I have a surplus of pickle juice in my apartment. There's too much pickle juice because after the pickles are gone, I don't like throwing out the pickle juice. It just feels wasteful. So lately I've been dipping my fingers in the pickle juice and I flick it on my sandwiches for flavor like that.
When Buress stopped by our New York studios, I asked him how he got into comedy in the first place.
My regular answer is that I started doing open mics in college.
Uh-huh. And that's not true?
It's true, but that's boring to me. And so I just say that my family was kidnapped by ninjas when I was very young. And to get them released, I had to do a killer 5-minute set. And after I did that, even though I started doing comedy under tough circumstances, I still kept at it because I enjoyed it.
The truth, at least we think, is that Buress did start at an open mic night, and it was in college at Southern Illinois University. That college career was brief. After tasting comedy on stage, he dropped out and moved to New York City, hoping to get some gigs and live with his sister. She was not exactly on board, and within a few weeks, he found himself sleeping on the subway.
Well, it's just because I popped up. I didn't even hit her up. Hey, can I stay? I just popped up. Hey, what's up? I'm here. I got $200 in dreams. Let's do this. Like, nothing else to offer. No job set up. They had my niece. She was one or about to turn one. So I was just popping in on this family without even asking. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It was obnoxious. I didn't realize it at the time, but it was one of the most obnoxious things I've ever done.
All right, so you're not staying with your sister after a few weeks, and you're honestly sleeping on subway trains?
Occasionally. I mean, there would be times where I would get a little bit of work, and I stayed in hostels, or I would crash with people I met. But, yeah, it was some nights where I didn't have the money for a hostel or a friend and wasn't able to let me stay, so I would, yeah, crash out on the train.
How do you think of those days now when you look back?
It was just really goofy on my part, because I didn't have to do that. I could have made up with my sister and apologized for popping in on a place like that, but I was too cocky. And two, I could have just gone back home to Chicago. So it was just goofiness on my part. I don't glamorize it like, oh, I was living on a train for my dream. And it wasn't, I don't look at it like that at all. I just look at it as a goofy moment in my life.
Have you apologized to her since then?
I have. I apologized to her and her husband, yeah.
One of my favorite bits that I've watched in Game Ready to Chat with you, I need to set it up a little bit. It's you and your girlfriend at the store buying apple juice, a lot of apple juice, because it's on sale for $1.79 for a half gallon, and you're in line, and there's this guy staring at you with all this apple juice.
Now, what's wrong, old man? You mad because we have all this apple juice? You can go get some, too. It's over there in aisle 4, but if not, stop judging us. Hell yeah, we are hoarding apple juice, taking advantage of this sale before this store realizes what a horrible mistake they made. And you know what? We're back here happy with our apple juice, and you're up there lonely with the chili and your beans. You lonely chili and beans eating old man. But it took me a minute to realize he wasn't shaking his head because of the apple juice. He was shaking his head because my girlfriend was white, and he didn't agree with that. But I was so caught up in the euphoria of having all that apple juice that for a minute I lived in this world where racism didn't exist.
That happened pretty much verbatim, the whole thing. Up until me and my girl stepped out of the store, I thought he was upset at the apple juice. I'm like, why is he looking at us like that? And then she told me afterwards, what?
Your girlfriend had picked it up.
She picked it up, yeah.
Well, I think of some comedians like Chris Rock, who's pretty well known for tackling race issues head on in his stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you place yourself in a category like his, or are you doing something different?
I'm doing something different because that just really happened. You know what I mean? I don't know that. I mean, I talk a little bit about race and interracial dating, but it's not the heart of my act. I just try to do what I think is funny. There's no huge message or through line.
Whether Burris is hoping to send a deep message or not, part of his act is never seeming like he's trying too hard. He likes to dabble in hip-hop, though he doesn't really labor over the lyrics.
Rapping, rap, rap, rapping. I'm rapping, rap, rap, rapping. In my socks, rapping. Got on my jeans. Jeans, degrees. Put on deodorant. So the shit. Hold a spit. I'm just gibberish rap, spit.
This is gibberish rap? What are we seeing and listening to?
Gibberish rap is, I freestyle all the time just hanging out with friends. And sometimes when I'm freestyling, I'll lose my flow. You know, but I don't want to just stop rapping because I lose my flow. So I'll just put in nonsense words until I can bring in regular words again. And so that was a freestyle. But I was scared to just perform it because I still think the song is pretty dumb and kind of bad. So I don't want to perform it without some type of production or stage spectacle.
Oh, and there's production. I mean, there's ballerinas around. There are these characters dressed in all sorts of mascot type suits.
Yeah. it's just me wanting to do a it's just taking a goofy freestyle to the limit, having fun and putting on a huge spectacle for nothing.
Do the ballerinas come on tour with you? Is this a touring entourage?
No, I just have my management. We just hire a local every time.
What do they tell ballerinas locally? This is not your normal performance.
Yeah, it's not your normal performance, but I think they like doing something different. You know, it's not the Nutcracker. It's just something fun. They only on stage for about 5 minutes. You know, how often do you have some comedian come through the town and say, I need 8 ballerinas to dance while I do this rap song?
With David Green, that's comedian Hannibal Burris. He's currently on tour with the Oddball Comedy Festival. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.